On Monday, election officials had said write-ins could enter the GOP race after Crandall, running unopposed, died in an apparent horse-riding accident. But Secretary of State Ken Bennett now says that's not an option.
There will not be any change to the ballot, and since the ballots have printed, there is no provision allowed for substituting someone else's name on there or allowing write-ins.
And what all that means is the only name on the GOP ballot for Senate will be Crandall.
The ballots will not be changed. Voters in his district, Legislative District 6, will continue, are allowed to continue to cast votes for him, and any votes for Senator Crandall will be tabulated. And since he is the only person on the ballot in the Republican primary for that Senate seat, it's expected that he would win the primary.
At that point, Republican Party workers from the district, which encompasses part of Coconino, Yavapai, Gila, and Navajo counties, would name someone to be the GOP nominee on the general election ballot. Whoever they choose will face off in November against former Republican state lawmaker Tom O'Halloran, who's running as an independent. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.